third pack of Shabbos Mishnah Beis, we are talking about the halachas of leaving things on open stovetop or oven from before Shabbos onto Shabbos. So till now we were talking about the kiyah, which we mentioned is the most lenient of the three types of baking and cooking tools, which was like a tube in rectangular shape that had room for two pots on top. The tanner, which we mentioned before, is a cone shape, which had a big insulation around it and it retained heat tremendously. Therefore, she tikuba kashik vovala, even if you heated it up with the straw, which generally does not leave serious coals, but since this retains heat so much, we're concerned that even the small amount of embers that will remain from the straw will also, the person will work on them maybe to keep it hotter. And therefore, not only are you not allowed to put inside the oven, which has intense heat, but even to put on top of the oven. The oven, this old-fashioned oven was like, said, like a cone and open on the top. Now I'll put it on top of it on Shabbos. Yeah. Even close to the on the outside of it, close to the top is also awesome. Yeah. Today we don't have that type of structure. Today's ovens even are not considered the tanner. They're equal to the halacha of the kira. Yeah. Kufach. A kufach is, like we said, it was a square thing that had a room. It was similar to a kira, but instead of being wider and having room for two pots, they had room for only one pot. Therefore, she tikul b'kashik v'avarei kikirai. If it was heated up only with the straw and the hay, that's the din of the kira, that you're allowed to put pots on top of it. But the gevur the eitzim, if you heat it up with that the matter that remains after you press grapes, olives, or with wood, then it has a more serious heat source, and since it's more of the kira, harei u'katana, which is like a tana. So once again, the klipot is somewhere in between the state of the kira and the tana, so it was heated up with wood and the like, you know, let's put anything on Shabbos. Even if you took out the wood, if it was heated up with the straw, then you would be allowed to put something on Shabbos, even if the straw is still in there.